I don't want to, I'm not going to take very long. I'm just going to pray, and then I'm going to share what I feel like God is putting on my heart. So God, I just thank you for this morning, and I just ask that you would just anoint the words that I believe that you've given me to share this morning, that God, we would have ears to hear, hearts to receive, and that I would just communicate plainly, God, what it is that you want to speak forth today. In your name, Jesus, amen. So this is probably going to be weird for Resurrection Sunday, but I want to go to Genesis 3. Because I believe to understand Resurrection Sunday, we have to understand what he came to do. And she... all right, so here we go. Genesis 3. I guess I'll start at the beginning. I guess I'll start in verse 6. When the woman saw that the tree looked like good eating and realized that she would get out of it, she'd know everything, she took and ate the fruit and then gave some to her husband and he ate. Immediately, the two of them did see what was really going on, saw themselves naked. They sewed fig leaves together as makeshift clothes for themselves. When they heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze, the man and his wife hid in the trees of the garden. They hid from God. God called to the man, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid." God said, "Who told you you were naked? Did you eat from that tree I told you not to eat from?" And the man said, "The woman gave me as a companion. She gave me the fruit, and yes, I ate of it." So in this moment, what happened was that before this time, God and man, there was no separation between the two. There was complete, unhindered relationship between God and his creation. And in this moment, what happened when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, what happened, yes, sin entered, but what really, even more than that, was the broken relationship between the creation and the creator. And what Jesus came to do on Good Friday was restore this relationship. Salvation comes from it, healing comes from it, but his driving force, was to restore what you and I had broken in Adam in that time, right? And today, as we were in worship, you know, if you think about the story of Jesus, and I'm not going to go to scripture, but I was thinking about in the garden, right? Good Friday, he's wrestling with God, and he's saying, "God, you know, if there be any other way, if there's any other way, take this cup from me." And I was thinking about that a lot, like Jesus, in that moment, wrestled with the human condition of our own will. Ooh. Jesus wrestled with the human condition of us desiring our own will. And in that moment, Jesus surrendered again, right? Because his goal was to restore you and I to the Father. And unless we are willing to surrender our will to be done, in our own hearts, in our own minds, in our own life, we will each have that Garden of Gethsemane moment where we will wrestle and say, "God, not my will, but your will be done." Amen. Not my will, because we all struggle where our society, our culture, everything about us, our human condition is that we want what we want no matter what. But Jesus... But Jesus, because Jesus wrestled in that moment with the human condition of wanting our own way and our own will, and he surrendered to the will of the Father, and he went through the death on the cross, amen, that we too can surrender our will. And the beauty of it is that I don't have to surrender it in my own strength, come on. Because Jesus did it, I then can do it. That is something to get excited about. That is something to be excited about on this Sunday morning. And not only, so all right, so right, he wrestled and he said, God, not your will, but my, not my will, but yours be done. And if this is the only way, God, if this is the only way that I can mend what man has broken, if this is the only way that it can be done, God, I surrender to you. And I you guys understand, he surrendered to the Father. He surrendered to the very fact that God was not coming up with any other plan. Oh. That God was, like, Jesus was saying, God, can you come up with something else maybe? Like, in that moment, like, Jesus, in wrestling with the human condition, it's like, God, can you just come up maybe something else real quick? Like, if anybody can do it, God, you could do it, right? If anybody could come up with a quicker plan to make it so I don't have to do this, it's you. But the Father, knowing that the only way to fix what you and I had broken was for his Son to bring victory through the death on the cross. And it's a beautiful story. Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. How is there joy in pain and suffering? I can only believe that it's because from the beginning of time to the end of time, all of us ran through his mind. Can you vision that? Can you see that? That every person, every human that had been born and that was going to be born came into the mind of Christ, and he said, for that joy, each one of us, we're the joy. We are the joy, even in my human condition, even when I said I don't want you, Jesus, even when I live my life to my own liking and my own desires and my own fleshly thoughts, and even in those moments, it was the joy of you and I set before him in complete restoration to the Father. That he said, yes, God. Yes, God, I will do it. I will do it because I want to hurt. I want to heal the ache in your heart, God. I want to heal the ache in your heart that is caused because of the separation between you and your creation. He's like, Jesus wanted to heal the heart of the Father. And the only way to heal the heart of the Father is to restore the sons to the Father. Like, that's the beauty of what Jesus did. He restored us to the Father. Salvation and healing and deliverance, those are all byproducts of what Jesus, of restoring the relationship. Because when relationship is restored, everything can flow. Oh, come on. When relationship is restored, everything can flow freely. It's when relationship is broken that things are hindered. Come on, that's a truth. Even in the natural, in relationships, when things are whole and restored, things flow. But when things are broken, you can feel it, amen? You can feel the division. You can feel the offense. You can feel the awkwardness of family gatherings when relationship is broken. It's just awkward. Nobody wants to be there. And then we just pretend it's not broken. We all just pretend that, like, the awkwardness is not awkward. Maybe that's what church has done. Maybe we just learned how to pretend that the awkwardness is not awkward, and we haven't really figured out how to really get relationship restored and healed. I don't know. But there is truth, and I just, this morning, like, I am so excited and encouraged that we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, and that means that because of what he did, I can be fully restored to the Father. I can be fully restored to the Father. And, you know, I was thinking, too, if Jesus has been misrepresented to you by people, please don't let that misrepresentation Seek him out. That's what I want to say. If he has been misrepresented to you by people, because truth is we're all human and we all make mistakes and we all do the best we can and we all fail. But here's the beauty. If you get in the Word and you study Jesus and you find and you seek him out, he says, if you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me, you will find me. Don't seek him in others. Seek him in himself. Seek him out. Seek him, man. God, just knock and knock and knock until you find him. Don't let someone else's representation of Jesus hinder you from the true Jesus. Amen? Because really, deep down, we're all just doing the best we can. We really are. And if we can keep that in mind, if we can keep in mind that we're all just doing the best we can, then, man, if we could just extend the same grace to each other that Jesus extends to us, boy, would the church look different. So this Resurrection Sunday, I just want to encourage you that you have all the rights of a son because Jesus bought and paid for you and I to be restored to the Father, to have unhindered the Garden of Eden relationship that we really have no paradigm for. Honestly, we have no paradigm for what that even is, means, or looks like. But that's what Jesus died for. And so I just want to encourage you that today, if you've received Christ, if you've received everything that he's done on the cross, if you've accepted that and received that, then you have restoration to the Father. And so there is no better thing and to understand that we're no longer orphans, but we're sons and daughters. Amen? Amen. So, I am just so thankful. And every day, honestly, could be Resurrection Sunday. Like, if we really purposed in our hearts to really just ponder that and think upon that, like, resurrection, it's so good. See, Jesus tasted death, conquered it, so that we wouldn't have to. He is more than a conqueror, so you and I are more than conquerors, amen? Because Jesus conquered, you and I are more than conquerors. We are victorious. We are victorious. We are everything that he says we are. And so this morning as you go, and I'm just going to ask God that he just reminds you throughout the day that you have restored relationship with the Father because of Jesus, his Son. And because of that, we can walk in wholeness. We don't have to stay broken. We don't have to stay where he found us. Amen? In fact, when we really encounter Jesus, he actually walks us up and out of where we were into where he wants us to be. So God, I just thank you for this morning. And you're so good. And God, I just pray that each person throughout this day would just be just moments with you, moments that they would sense your goodness, that they would just hear you differently today, that they would know that their relationship with you is restored and renewed, and there would just be an awareness, God, of who you are and who we are in you. And God, as we meet with our families, as we gather together, may we not just allow awkwardness to stay, but may we seek to change things and allow you to bring restoration into the broken places May we no longer pretend that everything's okay. May we no longer pretend anything, God. Jesus, you died so that we could be completely whole and have whole, healthy relationships. Jesus, you prayed, God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God, this morning as we leave, I just thank you that you've given your angels charge over us and that you keep us safe. And God, just bless our time with our families. May it be just refreshing and renewing. And I just thank you for every person here. In your name, Jesus, amen.